I'm Tom Rowe with the WGXC local news for Wednesday, October 9th, 2013. News from Greene and Columbia counties from the WGXC newsroom. Go to newsroom.wgxc.org for more information about anything you hear here. Jim Plank is reporting in the Daily Mail that the Catskill Town Board has approved two resolutions for the Leeds Sewer Project. The board last week retained the Albany-based law firm Osterman Whiteman Hanna to serve as bond counsel for the project and also directed the attorneys to prepare a bond anticipation note for the upfront money to fund the remaining design elements of the project. The board anticipation note is not to exceed $500,000. It will be used to fund studies and engineering reports. The studies will be conducted this fall and will include an aerial flight for the survey once the leaves come off the trees and the ground is discernible by overhead technology. According to Catskill Town Supervisor Joseph Leggio, these project requirements will have no impact on the current town budget. You can read that full story in the Daily Mail. John Mason is reporting in the Register Star that the worms invading an area of Columbia County forest yard and garden have been tentatively identified by earthworm specialists as belonging to the Asian genus Amethus, Hudson resident Ann McPherson said on Tuesday, October 8th. McPherson believes they present a life or death threat to the forest trees on her land. She said the worms have destroyed the forest's leaf litter, important for supplying nutrients to the trees, and have invaded her lawn as well. The worms are an invasive species and the population has exploded. In addition to devouring forest nutrients, the worms release nitrogen into the soil. An investigation into the worms' presence by specialists is ongoing. You can read that full story in the Register Star. Nathan Mayberg is reporting in the Register Star that a meeting on Columbia County's plans to acquire a portion of the Meadow Greens golf course in Ghent to expand the safety zone for the Columbia County Airport will take place at 5 p.m. today, Wednesday, October 9th, at 401 State Street in Hudson. Board Supervisors Chairman Patrick Grattan announced the meeting that will include Columbia County Economic Development Commissioner Ken Flood and Columbia County Sheriff's Office Lieutenant Tom Lamphier. They will answer questions about the county's role in airport operations and some of the plans to take over the golf course. You can read the full story in the Register Star. Town meetings today, the Village of Athens Board meets at 6:30 p.m. at the Athens Community Center, 2 First Street in Athens. In Claremont, the Planning Board meets at Town Hall at 7 p.m. at 1795 Route 9 in Claremont. The Columbia County Board of Supervisors holds an informal meeting with Kenneth Flood, head of the county's Economic Development and Planning Department, and Lieutenant Thomas Lapfear of the Columbia County Sheriff's Office and the county's Emergency Management Office will be present to answer questions in reference to the proposed expansion of the county airport at 5 p.m. There'll be a full board meeting of the Columbia County Board of Supervisors at 7:30 p.m., both at 401 State Street in Hudson. COPAIC, the Resource Advisory Committee, meets at 7 p.m. at Town Hall at 230 Mount View Road in COPAIC. The Ghent Planning Board has an application meeting and Zoning Board of Appeals meeting at 7 p.m., both at Town Hall, 2306 State Route 66 in Ghent. In Hudson, the Planning Committee has a public hearing to accept public comment on an application for a conditional use permit submitted by the Galvin Initiatives Foundation to renovate and expand the Armory Building at 51 North 5th Street to use as a public library, senior center, and medical arts building. That meeting begins at 6:30 p.m. The regular Planning Commission meeting is at 7 p.m. at City Hall, 520 Warren Street in Hudson. Jewett has a town meeting at 7 p.m. at the Municipal Building at 3547 County Route 23C. Kinderhook's Town 9 and 9H Corridor Committee meets at 7 p.m. at Town Hall, 4 Church Street in Niverville. And the Kinderhook Village Board has a meeting and budget hearing at 7 p.m. at 6 Chatham Street in Kinderhook. All those meetings are at newsroom.wgxc.org. The National Weather Service prediction for Greene and Columbia County for today is mostly sunny with a high near 61. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low around 39. Thursday, there's a slight chance of rain after 1 p.m., otherwise partly sunny with a high near 66. Thursday night, a 40% chance of rain with a low around 45. Friday, a 40% chance of rain continues, a high near 64 and a low around 44. You're listening to WGXC.